Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Hopefully the weather is starting to clear up after our long little bit of rain there, and I guess we're going to have some rain for a few more days, but a little bit warmer, and, you know, the seasons are changing. And just a reminder, it's less than 90 days till Christmas as well. So last week, of course, made that mark, the 25th of the month. You should always remember that, you know, the 25th of every month, remembering the birth of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God coming into the world. And as he reminds us of that every day, that God is in the world with us, especially in the Most Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion for us Catholics, that we believe that that is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Quite literally, John chapter 6. So my Protestant brothers and sisters, Bible Church brothers and sisters, anybody else, well, my other brothers and sisters, believers and not of other religions, John chapter 6. So read that, and it's quite amazing. But so we're going to touch on a few other things before we get started here. If you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church or joining the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org. You can also go for more information on Catholic Radio. 24/7 is holyfamilyradio.net. They're based in Grand Rapids, and of course they archive all of our radio programs too, all of our past radio programs if you're interested in looking up any of those. And of course we're also on YouTube too. We've got a lot of our stuff posted up there on YouTube. Not quite as up to date as I'd like it to be, but they're getting posted on there just as quickly as possible, and we're kind of doing the switch over from audio to video, and so that will be coming here shortly as well. That we'll be streaming that live video and then, of course, converting it to audio for the radio stations. But we're glad you're with us here today. And, of course, the 13th of this month, the 13th of October, we will be meeting out at Nazareth out on Gall Road. We will be praying out there on October 13th. That is a Sunday from 11 to 12. And there's a lot of... So you can go to our website, sign the petition, SaveNazareth.com, and please sign the petition. Anybody that you know in the church, outside of the church, in Rome, anywhere that you think that could influence the management in Cleveland, the management of the sisters in Cleveland. And you know, I'm praying for them quite directly, you know, every day, and my prayers for Sister Marie, Sister Kathy, Sister Jacqueline, Sister Pat, and Sister Sally, and really hoping that there's really a change of heart on to save this beautiful mother house and chapel out on Gall Road. So let us continue with that as well. And so we're going to go right into the readings in this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And before I forget, also, just as a reminder, that tonight at sundown begins the feast of Rosh Hashanah for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And, of course, Christianity, Catholicism, is born out of Judaism. Jesus was a Jew. All of his followers, the disciples, the apostles were all Jewish men. And so it is very important for us to acknowledge those holidays from our Jewish brothers and sisters too. And actually, quite beautifully, I got a message from one of our suppliers, a furniture manufacturer out in New York, that they're going to be closed on Monday, September 30th, and on Tuesday, October 1st, in observance of the holiday, which starts at sundown tonight. And so that's something very beautiful for us to remember too, my brothers and sisters, how closely tied we are to our Jewish brothers and sisters, and how important it is for us to pray for them and pray for, you know, peace in the Middle East, peace for our Muslim brothers and sisters as well, and, you know, Hindus and those of all different faiths, and those who don't have any faith at all, those who are atheists, those who are agnostic, you know, just to pray for everyone. But it's a beautiful holiday that's starting in the Jewish faith, and so let us, we can continue to observe that as well. On the calendar, and most, even most secular calendars, have those holidays on there, just as they have Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. All of these holidays have meaning, my brothers and sisters, and they should be thought of and observed. Whether you're, not Catholic or not Christian or not, whether you're Jewish or not, to observe these holidays and to, have respect for those holidays and respect for God. So let's go right into the readings and some beautiful readings here today. Our first reading is from Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 6, 1, and then 4 through 7. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to complacent Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of the harp. Like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our next reading is our responsorial psalm, is Psalm 146, 7, 8, and 9, and 9 and 10. Praise the Lord, my soul. Blessed he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives light to the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, for all generations. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, my soul. Our second reading is from Timothy. And this is Timothy, let's see here, Timothy 1, 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 16. That's 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 16. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called. When you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses, I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without strain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so our next reading is the Gospel of Luke. This is Luke 16, 19 through 31. That's Luke 16, 19 through 31. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, at Lazarus and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes and tells them, they will repent.' Then Abram said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings, some maybe even scary readings in a lot of ways. The first reading, in case you're just joining us too, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today. And going over, these are the Sunday readings, these are the Mass readings, which are read at Catholic churches throughout the world this very day, and of course last night as well. And I think it's quite beautiful that we have these readings that are talking about Abraham, talking about Moses, and, you know, our first reading, of course, from Amos, taking that from the Old Testament, and how rich the Catholic Church is in the Old Testament readings, in these readings from our Jewish brothers and sisters. And of course, at sundown, this evening begins the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. And so it's quite beautiful that we have these readings in front of us this day to remind us of what's important, right? And so, you know, this from Amos, they're talking about, you know, how we become gluttonous, don't we? How we forget about God. And of course, if our bellies are full and we have a place to live, and we have money in our pocket, we don't need God, do we? We don't need God. If our lives are going fine, and even if our lives are not going fine, we kind of think to ourselves, well, you know, I don't need to give any money to the soup kitchen. I don't need to give any money to the poor. I don't need to help anyone, or maybe, you know, help out a brother or a sister, or even, you know, someone who you don't even know. You know, donating money to an organization. Of course, you want, you know, Catholic Relief Services, CRS, I think is one of the best relief services in the world, because about 98% of the money actually goes to the people who actually need help. It doesn't go to administrative costs and things like that. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you know, the religious holiday seasons are coming upon us, right? Here in this next 90 days, we will see all of these, the Jewish holidays, the Christian holidays, and it is so important for us to do an inventory of ourselves, of where we're going spiritually. And really, my brothers and sisters, what we're talking about here is our legacy. What are people going to say? What are people, how am I going to be remembered? And I think it's very important for us to think about that. So our first reading from Amos, the church and the catechism, that has no really any comment on it. And our psalm reading from Psalm 146, as beautiful as it is, you know, blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. And we become captive, even though we have a home and we things are going well. We can become captives within our own homes, right? Trapped within our own wealth, our own prosperity. And so the church doesn't really have a comment on that. But on 1 Timothy, this beautiful comments of being faithful. So I want you to hear this. The faithful should bear witness to the Lord's name by confessing the faith without giving way to fear and respecting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now think about that. Do you respect the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate? You know, our Jewish brothers and sisters are very careful about using God's name. Very careful. Very careful, even in reading the Holy Scriptures, reading the Torah, as they use a pointer to touch the words. These things are holy, my brothers and sisters, and we have lost track of our holiness. We think the church is all about the music and whether I like it, or whether the sermon is entertaining or not, or whether the preacher or the cleric makes me laugh, or is funny, or is good looking, or is successful, then I will like him or her for those reasons. Very superficial, my brothers and sisters. Very superficial, very sad. Shows just this first, maybe even second layer of faith. But do we have this deep faith, always bearing witness to the holiness of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the holiness of the name of God? Not to use God's name in vain, not to use it flippantly. You know, like, gee, isn't this, you know, blank, I love this pizza, you know. Saying things like that. Or the name of the Lord, and then, you know, another sentence after that. Just not thinking. But to use the name in a holy way. The God who dwells in us, an unapproachable light, wants to communicate his own divine life to men and women that he freely created in order to adopt us as his sons and daughters in his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful, my brothers and sisters? That's from the Catechism. That is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 52 in the Catechism. It's in the Profession of Faith. And this is what we talk about. This is what this reading is about, 1 Timothy. It's so beautiful. And then as we go on, I want to read this out of the Catechism because this is really beautiful. This is 1859. This goes in. Now we're going to go into our gospel reading and we're going to talk about sin. Sin, my brothers and sisters. You know, we see quite a bit of it going on with our politicians, as we always do, right? This lying and cheating and conniving. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you examine your conscience. Make sure that you look at things, the whole story, all the bookends, right? All of the lying and the cheating that goes on in this world. You know, politics is about 1% of my life, and I like to keep it that way. So I'm not going to talk much about politics today. But I will tell you this. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president we've ever had. The most pro-life president we ever had. You know, maybe you don't like his personality. But I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, he's exposing a lot of crimes that are going on in our country. A lot of our crimes that are going on in the world. And that people within power, within our own government, are participating in. Yes. It's very sad. And it's all about power and about money. These superficial things. And they are going to end up just as this man in our gospel. In hell. They're going to end up in hell, my brothers and sisters. The lying and the cheating and the conniving that's being done in politics today is just abhorrent. Abhorrent. The disregard for human life, especially little babies. Little babies. Babies who have even been born. Now they even want to do that. They even want to kill babies who come out and the mother says, well, I don't want them. Then we'll decide whether we want to kill the baby or not, or keep the baby or not. It's insanity. This is insanity, my brothers and sisters. If you don't think this is insane, you need to sit quietly for 10, 15 minutes and meditate on that. Whether this is right. Whether that's a proper thing to do. To think about that. Think about taking that life of that small child. And you know, my prayers go out to the men and women who have lost children, especially men and women who have lost children, who have had miscarriages. You know, we don't think about that and we don't talk about these things enough of the hardships that we go through in our lives. You know, the suicide rate is through the roof. You know, it is, you know, 30, 40% higher than it was 10 years ago, just in 10 years. We're sick, my brothers and sisters. We're very sick. We are spiritually bankrupt. And if we think we can go on talking the kind of politics that we talk, saying the things we do, and we have to examine everything. Everything has to be re-examined. Everything. Even the way the church, look at the church, the problems in the church. Same thing. Okay? Huge problems that we have to be honest with ourselves and honest with our brothers and sisters on what path we're on and where we're going. If you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. And now we're examining the scriptures that are being read. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, go back to Mass. Go back to Mass. Come back to the church. Come back to the church. We would love to have you. So here we go. Mortal sin. 1859. Mortal sin requires full knowledge and complete consent. It presupposes the knowledge of the sinful character of the act. Of this opposition to God's law. It also implies a consent sufficiently deliberate to be a personal choice. Feigned ignorance and hardness of heart do not diminish, but rather increase the voluntary character of sin. So our hardness of our hearts, my brothers and sisters, that is what we really have to watch. And then the catechism goes on also in this. To give us our daily bread, to be in solidarity with the human family and the poor man, Lazarus. Lazarus goes to heaven. Some do not go to heaven. And of course, the angels watch over us and intercede for us always. But this judgment that we will be judged and we will end up in heaven or hell, this is a reality, my brothers and sisters. This is a reality. And even this, the last sentence here, that some will not be saved, even if they not recognize the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You need to recognize that, my brothers and sisters, that that is a reality. That is something that happened almost 2,000 years ago. It is a reality. God is real. Jesus Christ is real. Lazarus and the poor man, the poor man is Lazarus. And if you notice that, my brothers and sisters, do you notice that the poor man has his name, but the rich man has even lost that? He's even lost his name. So as we go through this week, my brothers and sisters, think about, do you own your name and the holiness and the beauty and what your name means? Who you are as a person, a follower of Jesus Christ, a follower of God, or do you just follow yourself and you're lost? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to come home. Come home to Jesus Christ. Come home to God. Then finally, this we always talk about, and of course I'll remind you all as well, is to go to the SaveNazareth.com website and sign the petition there. Read all about everything that's going on out at Nazareth on Gall Road and the things that we're trying to do to save that historic mother house and chapel. But to go to EWTN.com, and St. Paul, John Paul's Theology of the Body. And this is one of his, on July 30th, 1980, he did this speech in front of the general audience on his catechesis on theology of the body. And this was the part of it. Of course, this is two or three pages long. But we don't have time to read all that. But you can go to the website, EWTN.com. Go into the search box and type in Theology of the Body, St. Pope John Paul II. But the nuptial meaning of the body is destroyed. When man or woman seek to possess the other as an object, but not when each belongs to the other through self-giving. Do you hear that, my brothers and sisters? Through self-giving. We must give ourselves to our spouses. So men, women, give yourselves to your husbands and wives fully, sacrificing for them, loving them, caring for them, praying for them, going to church with them. You see, save your marriages, work on your marriages, love one another. Love is about sacrifice. It's about true sacrifice, just like Christ on the cross. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.